Hello, welcome to episode 20 of Barely a Destiny Show, coming to you live at twitch.tv/thatbenmalone. It is Father's Day. It is fucking after E3. It's Jay Howard's on the show. It's going to be fucking bananas today, guys. I'm hype as shit. Leet fam. No, what was it? Leet half. Yeah, because I don't know that lit AF
lit
is.
AF.
Yeah,
lit
I thought
AF
it was Leet half. 2013. Joining me.
Yes.
Joining me as always is XanaFan711. My brother Steve. What you doing, bro?
I'm doing a podcast right now. What about you?
Oh, it's a shit. Same thing.
This is a discussion.
We've also got Slapshot Scott. How you doing, Scott?
Doing good. Been out in the yard all day grilling with my in-laws and my wife for Father's Day. So you guys should be lucky that Twitch does not have a smell button.
Ew.
I didn't get a shower.
Next week, we're going to have smell-o-vision so we can get that sweet grilling chill. and our special guest tonight is Jay Howard 414. How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you guys doing?
I'm all right. You know what? Things are not great. I'm just kidding. Real
things
bad,
are
man.
Feels bad. Feels bad.
Oh, my God. It's going to be fucking so sweet. So let's take care of some stuff. You can find us at twitch.tv/DebtBenMalone. We're on Twitter at BarelyADS. We'll do our individual shout-outs after that. You can send us an email. Send it to barelyadestinyshow@gmail.com. You can ask us anything, bro. We're Reddit's AMA all the time. And
less Cheeto fingers, though.
Yeah, less Cheeto fingers. I don't know. I don't Reddit, bro. I hardly understand Reddit. D2, we're going to have a clan, and that is the Bad Clan or something like that. I probably shouldn't say the name of it in case anybody wants to take it. Bad Clan's already got to be a thing, though, right? We can't be the first one to think of that. It'll be some kind of clan. So if you want to join that, send us an email, send us a tweet, get a hold of us in any sort, and I will put you on the list for initial invites. We also have the Fantasy Football League is going to be coming up. So if you want to be in that, let us know. You know,
I actually might partake in that.
Ooh, hell yes. Hell yeah. Preferably send me an email. It's much easier for me to keep track of it that way.
You heard it here first, folks. Jay Howard confirmed for the football league.
See, you want to play with big shots in the Destiny community. Play some fantasy football with some big shots.
We do fantasy football in our clan, too. So,
oh, nice.
I'm not a first-timer.
I won last year, so.
I came in third last year.
Be ready, guys. I will.
If I'm not in first or last.
I will use Fantasy Pros every week and beat you. this week, we're going to have music from Why the Human Suit. And that is actually Jay Howard's band, but we're going to get to more of that later at the end of the show. So if you like music, stay tuned, you cool guys.
Music.
Fuck. I am just... I hate doing these intros so much, can I just say? I just feel so fucking cheesy.
No, but that's why it's good.
Embrace the cheese.
Yes.
Yeah, embrace
on an intro.
Embrace that cheese. embrace the pulling of the Ethernet cord on Crota. speaking of music, though, submit your band if you guys want to have your band played on the show. You know, just get a hold of us. Maybe if you're a cool dude like Jay Howard, we'll bring you on the show too. If you're not a cool dude, maybe we'll bring you on the show anyway. Who knows?
I'm both. One of each.
He's two men.
I am.
That should take care of all the housekeeping. So, guys, let's get right into the meat of this show. What are you guys doing, Destiny, this week? Anybody want to go first? I'll go first. Fuck it. I like talking about Destiny. I played a little bit on Friday night, real late. Played with the guys from RNGCast. And
nice.
It was pretty funny because we were on RNGCast yesterday. Yeah, Steve's got the shirt on. Scott and I were on RNGCast, and I was like, damn it, if Scott was just on, we could just record it Friday night. But he, like, has real shit to do in his life, so he wasn't.
It's fun. You're not missing anything.
I feel bad, but had to drop out of Crota last night. But it was awesome because the people I was playing with did not mind at all. I was like, hey, I got family shit going on. Like, shit just hit the fan. So they were all like, super cool, man. It's fine. Got to play with our buddy Narwolf, a.k.a. Tiny Hurt. Play the Drafty.
Is that his PSN name?
Tiny Hurt. Oh, nice. I gave it away. Everybody, I'm so sorry.
No one knows the rest of it, though, necessarily.
Yeah, well, whatever. It was Tiny Heart, Drafty, L Smooth. Fuck, I feel so bad. I can't remember everybody that was in there. It was a big group of people. We jumped right in at the bridge, and we're fucking doing the bridge encounter. We had one person die, so we're down to five. And with a fifth person's coming across the bridge, and we're like, "You can do it! You're gonna do it! Yeah!" Because we'd already wiped like three or four times, and I go to be like, "Fuck yeah! Let's get pumped! Let's go, baby!" And I jump back onto the bridge to run with him and die. I didn't know you could go back onto the bridge. So we ended up wiping, and I was like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry."
You were that guy.
I got too hyped and got us killed. Other than that, I've been trying to do the chaperone quest, and I fucking hate it. What'd you guys do,
though?
Oh,
it's so bad. It's so bad. I did the chaperone quest a little bit, which means my Titan's at, like, 54%, and I haven't played him for, like, days. Her, actually. So, yeah. That quest is miserable. Just
yeah, it's
fucking miserable.
Especially now the last word got nerfed. Like, maybe it didn't get nerfed per se, but like it's not as good as it was when that first dropped.
Yeah, it's so fucking hard.
Well, and without that, I'm like, okay, so my options are Wormwood or Icebreaker to get my kills. I mean, I could use a shotgun, but Wormwood's just better right now.
We discovered Wormwood is stupid.
Yeah, like if you want to hear about how stupid Wormwood is, last week's episode. But
I listened.
Anyway, I just played a ton of strikes, and it was pretty cool. Just helping a friend out, do a bunch of strikes, random crucible, you know.
Dude, I love playing strikes. Like when you have a legit reason to grind strikes, it's so much fun.
Yeah, I think we got 7 or 8 done in a row.
Nice.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things.
Mark Burn.
Yeah, one of my favorite things to do with strikes is get like a group of friends together and just roll through the strike queue with a full team to see how fast we can do it and how much, like, basically how many kills and how fast you can do it. So you just go in there and try to destroy literally everything. Mm. Like, you don't ever stop. It's just constant pushing forward on the stick and trying to run. It's so fun.
I'll do a strike contest with you where we try and kill the least amount of people.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. One kill, just the boss. Yeah, right.
Although it is also funny, hilarious deaths happen when you do that. Like, I've lightning grenaded myself. As I'm apt to doing the Crucible, I've lightning grenaded myself in those strikes before.
So, Jay, what did you do in Destiny this week? You play?
Yeah, I only play on the weekends because I do most of my art stuff during the week. So I played Trials Friday night and did private matches Saturday night with my clan.
I wish we could do more privates, guys. I want to do some goofy privates shit.
So we do them. We have a couple guys in the clan that do like rotating weapons, though, where they just grab randoms out of their vault.
Oh, nice.
And just play with it. So like yesterday, we had like somebody was using Touch of Malice with a fusion or something, and then I was using I think I was using the Queensbreaker with like, you know, just something. We just have these weird loadouts. I mean, it's. Mm-hmm. We just do it and have fun.
I have not gotten Ishtar, Queensbreaker, but
your vault, just like close your eyes and touch the screen, whatever you get, go.
we do what we call alphabet, where you grab everything in alphabetical order.
Oh, geez.
And you use it that way. God.
Wow,
it's fun. It's like we have a guy in the clan, one of our admins, and he does that, and he says that's the best way to get good at any gun is to do it that way.
From Atheon's Epilogue to Zen Meteor, you can have fun too with the alphabet
yes,
system.
Yes, sir. Yes, you can.
I did get a Zen Meteor this weekend.
Nice.
And I have never gotten one of those, so that was cool. And I like that it's dynamite with a laser beam.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was so funny. I had never, like, I think I've heard it before, but whatever.
There's more than just that reference in the lore behind that gun, too.
Oh.
I just listened to that episode of Ghost Stories. So,
nice.
Plug in other stuff. So, guys, big week for Destiny news. A lot of stuff came out we got to see Arkstrider. And
that looks super fun.
There's a pretty cool article with Luke Smith in PC Gaming. It was a PC Gamer.
PC Gamer.
I don't know.
PC Gamer.
Also, they did... Okay, so did you guys watch the thing with Big Show?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I thought that they were going to like actually talk about anything during that, and I was like, oh, it's just like fan service. I was like, damn, I wanted some info. But Big Show hates Titans, and we are a Titan main podcast here. So did Big Show, 1v1 me, bro. It's the only time I can maybe beat Big Show in a 1v1 is in Destiny.
Yep. And that's amazing.
They were talking about that on Planet Destiny, and two of the guys were like super hyped. They're like, oh, WWE, the Big Show, loves Destiny and hates Titans. And Fallout was just like, oh, so he's a scrub. And it's funny because Fallout's not even a Titan main. He's a Warlock main. So I burst out laughing at that. I was like, man, that's great.
Oh, scrub mentality.
Right? Dude, every time I see it, I hashtag it. It's great.
That was super cool. You could really like tell that he's a big fan of the game. And like that was just real cool. It's nice to see oh, there's a celebrity that has the love for it like we do. So
right,
like,
it's not not just somebody who's like played it once. You know,
so, Big Show, if you can hear this,
what's his name?
Big Show, if you can hear this, come on the show. It'll be tight.
That's gonna be a thing. You guys hashtag get Big Show on Barely ADS.
Barely ADS.
That's a long ass hashtag.
It is.
How about hashtag guys... Big Show Bad Show?
Big Show Bad
Big
Show.
Big Show Bad Show. All right, we can do that.
It's a thing.
So,
did you guys see we could talk about D2 news if you want. There was a video that came out that suggested that the Taken King subclasses might be coming back based on the some E3 footage.
Go on. This is news to me. You got me hooked.
I saw something I didn't read.
Yeah, I tweeted it out. I think it was from Mesa Sean and Destiny Tracker, I think, retweeted Mesa Sean's video. And he managed to pull a screenshot off of Reddit from a user. Again, no idea if this is actually legit because Photoshop is a thing. And Reddit is notorious for that kind of thing.
Wait, nothing's but basically, fake on the
internet. But basically, what I saw Mesa shows in the video is the little diamond that has your subclass for the in the picture. It was a Dawnblade Warlock. In the Destiny reveal build, they had one diamond, nothing else. In the E3 build, it seemed to be a more built out version of the game that they allowed out into the wild. It had two other like ghost image diamonds that were smaller next to it. Similar to like when you hover over your weapon that's equipped in whatever slot it is, and then you see the other like weapon slots ghosted out sort of pop up. No pictures, just the tiles. And it was the same thing. They also had some screenshots come out of, I think it was Reddit, where it had a Warlock with arc energy in her hand and a Titan with solar energy in his fist on like a menu screen. So... I'm not sure if that is real.
I'll believe it when I see it in the first DLC.
Yeah. Well,
well, you know, but we'll find out.
I think they're
going to come today.
Yeah, that's true. Is beta a month from today? Yeah, it is.
Six playable subclasses. One of them is going to be Sentinel. And guess what Sentinel has, boys? It's got its bubble. I'm still a defender.
Yes.
And you can move with it.
No, like if you hold down the super on Sentinel, you'll just cast the bubble.
Yep, you drop a ward
or
dawn.
When you
that's
let
one
go, it goes back to shield.
No, just no. You can sacrifice your Sentinel for a ward of dawn.
It's one of the nodes that they had. Like if you go to that skill tree, it has like the one side has like the vault of glass Sentinel style bubble where you can like throw the shield up and move. And Luke Smith said it in that PC Gamer article, bringing it back around, Ben, to what you were just talking about. He said how much the team loves the Defender class, and so they wanted to bring that bubble back into the mix. And so one of the nodes, if you activate that know, like path or code of the defender or whatever it's going to be, whatever the nomenclature for it is, you're going to be able to use Ward of Dawn like you would have in D1. Similarly, I don't know if it's going to have like weapons of light and armor of light and all that cool stuff, but they said there's going to be a bubble, so that's pretty awesome.
That's the first thing I'm going to be checking out that beta is whether or not we're going to get buffs from Ward of Dawn.
Right.
So, hot topic about lore in this article. Apparently, the Exo Stranger story is just done. I didn't know that.
He didn't say it was done.
He said they felt like they wrapped it up already.
They felt like they can. But the thing is, and this is what Bungie's notorious for doing, especially with the stories in their game. And I think we were talking about this with Buster the other day on RNGcast, which shameless self plug. Go check that out if you haven't yet. Bungie does this. They throw out like all those loose ends to tie up, and it's kind of like the vanilla Grimoire card that for House of Devils that said the devils were digging for something in the Cosmodrome. And then Rise of Iron comes out and it's like, hey, the devils uncovered Siva in the Cosmodrome. And everybody had that Keanu Reeves mind blown. Whoa, did they really set this up the whole time? And it's like, no, not really. They just kind of tossed it out there and said, hey, we can go through this. Use this as like this loose end as like a story thing. So.
Yeah, they just leave options for themselves all over the place.
Yeah.
Oh, another thing, though, in the same line as that, is that Luke Smith said that they don't really even know what the darkness is.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Exactly. Like, nice. Let's just forget about that, guys. Can we just... Darkness wasn't a thing.
If anybody listens to ghost stories, like Scott knows for sure, is they love talking about uppercase and lowercase D.
Yes.
On ghost stories.
The and big so D versus like, the little D.
This is like hours of discussion is just invalidated.
Yes. It's
pretty other than that, we had E3's Sony played some Destiny 2 stuff. And how did you guys feel about that? I hate saying your full name. Jay, how did you feel about that? Did you watch that?
The Sony stuff?
Yeah, the Sony Destiny 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't watch much about it. I'm trying not to.
Oh, okay.
I know it's not spoiling, but I don't want to watch a lot of footage. I understand what's going on and people talking about it, but I don't want to watch a bunch of gameplay just because I want to see it firsthand.
Well, good news is they didn't actually show you much.
Okay, that's good. I did watch I watched the PlayStation stuff around Destiny 2, but I didn't really pay much attention to Destiny 2 by itself.
Yes,
I did that on purpose.
Well, so I'm about to spoil it.
Like I said, talking about it's one thing, seeing it is another to me. So
it was basically Gaul walks out and has fucking Bane's mask on, and
I saw.
He's like badass stuff that I'm saying. I'm going to kick you off my ship and you're going to fall down back to Earth. And then that was pretty much it. Then they were like, oh, here's me running. Here's me shooting, blah, blah, blah. We've seen all of it. And then they were like, PlayStation exclusive. And they showed the exclusives. We're getting a strike. We're getting a PvP map. We're getting a sniper rifle called Borealis that can change elemental types on the fly. So not like Murmur, where you got to go in. Apparently it's easy to change. And then we're getting a ship.
Oh,
woo!
You know what?
Which they also mentioned is a loading screen.
Wouldn't do what they did. Wait, the PlayStation exclusive armor looks terrible.
Is there exclusive armor?
Yes.
Yeah.
It looks bad. The Titan armor especially looks bad.
I just feel like after that trailer, I was like, "Wait, that's it? We've been hyping up for E3 for so long, and then that you're done?"
Yep. It's like, sad. Here's all the stuff you've already seen, but with Arkstrider.
Yeah, I was kind of sad about it.
I'm not too surprised at that, honestly. They were talking about this on, it was either Guardian Radio or Planet Destiny. One of the other like Destiny update news podcasts. And they said that Bungie, they were kind of guessing that this was going to happen because Bungie already had their big splash with the big Destiny 2 reveal. You know, like they went before E3 so they wouldn't get lost in the fray. So at E3, they're just going to be like, hey, here's the Arkstrider. Check it out.
Yeah.
By the way, that looks super fun.
I was just a little bummed.
Yeah.
I always want more to talk about. Any other hot takes on Destiny's E3 appearance?
Not really. Well, now there's all that chatter about whether or not the Xbox One X is going to be at 30 or 60.
It's going to be at fucking 30.
I know.
People are ridiculous with this shit. They're like, it hasn't been confirmed. It hasn't been confirmed. And you're like, okay, just relax, guy.
And they're all blaming Sony. Like, Sony paid you to not,
oh, yeah,
not allow it to be 60 on.
The community is never going to be happy with anything. Right. Somebody's going to be mad at something.
All you people that think that Sony is paying off fucking Bungie to like do stuff, that was confirmed that's not true. Luke Smith said, quote, that is categorically false. It is not true. So.
That I heard.
Yep. So everybody shove it up your butts. And
if you wanted at 60, play on PC.
Yeah. When we talked about that yesterday on RNGcast, God, I got to stop doing this. You should go listen to it. It's fun. But we were talking about it, and we're just like, look, if you really want the exclusives, then you can always buy a PlayStation. If you really want 60 FPS, you could always go buy a PC. Like, it's no one's like making you keep playing on Xbox. No one's going to make you play on a console. That's your choice.
That's what my friends list is. I need to play with my friends, and I want everything.
Yeah.
Right.
As people. Yes.
Make new friends.
Let's be honest. How many times in D1 were you like, oh my God, I'm so glad that we have this exclusive content other than Hawkmoon? Like, no. Right. Man.
I was just going to say that. How many times have you guys been playing the Echo Chamber Strike and you see that come up and people are just like, nope, and they quit out of it? Mm-hmm. That's our PlayStation exclusive for what was it, Take King,
I
think?
It was the same with the Dust Palace. You're like, nobody likes that strike.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
You just sit there like, I'm out, fuck this.
It feels like the PlayStation exclusives were like the ones that they're like, okay guys, we got to cut 3 strikes from this game. And they're like, just get PlayStation one of the ones we cut.
Yeah, for everything too, like all of it is like subpar stuff. Like Zen Meteor, for example, is pretty decent in PvE, but it's such a niche gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I didn't even know Zen Meteor was an exclusive.
Yeah.
Because I listen to stuff.
No, I didn't know that. That's what I was saying.
Meteor is a PlayStation exclusive, and it is. It's nothing. It's cool when you get it. Sorry to spoil this since you just got yours, but when you first get it, it's fun for like, oh, that's cool, and then it goes in your vault and you'll never pull it out again.
Yeah, right. You want to see the magic perk proc a couple times.
Do you know how hard that is to proc though?
It's not
easy.
I read it and I was like, fuck, I'm not a sniping god.
It's fun in the Challenge of Elders. That's where I use it. Wow. It's fun there.
Okay.
Because you can get a lot of enemies at once.
I think when I got mine to drop, I was running around the Dreadnought sniping things for like an hour, and I got to 4. And if anybody knows me, you know, they know I'm not a good sniper. So I got to 4, and I'm like, okay, I need number 5. I need number 5. I need number 5. And then it was just not there.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's got a pretty
scary potato thumbs, Scott.
Yep, potato thumbs. Yep, shotgun scrub, Scott. It's me.
Oh, man. So I probably should have put this before we started talking about the Destiny news, but you live and you learn. Jay Howard, what do you do in this Destiny community?
I'm an artist. I'm a graphic designer. And I do streaming art for people. I've been doing that for a little while now and just trying to help small streamers out and get them, you know, make their pages look, especially with the affiliates right now, it's been great because everybody wants a good looking page and a good looking overlay and everything. So I've been doing that for people. I'm also the founder and main admin of the Destiny Community Artist Group, which is just a Discord.
Nice.
It's a Discord, that we have, and pretty much all the best of the best fan artists from Destiny are in there. Cobb1, Gamma Trap, Farian, Plain Ben, you name it, they're in there. And we just chat all day and, kind of give each other exposure and stuff. I think we have 60 artists in there right now.
Nice. That's awesome.
It's open pretty much well to everybody. We have different groups for people as far as what you can access while you're in there. But, if you're a content creator like you guys selves, if you want to come in and take a look around and talk to some of our fan artists, you're more than welcome to. I'll send an invite.
I'm going to do that. I hear about it. honestly, like, I hear people that are like, oh, I was in there, and it's fucking amazing the things that you see.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that ends up on Bungie's page, you know, it starts in there. We see the sketches before they go out. We see it. We see
that's
all that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, good. You know, and then if you also want to get a hold of an artist for a commission, if you want a picture of yourself drawn by an artist, you can talk about that in there. We you know, it's just basically it's a gathering place for a bunch of artists, which is funny because I am not an illustrative artist, but I'm the head of it all. But I just do graphic design. So I just make logos for people. And these guys are like drawing these amazing portraits of, you know, lore and stuff. And it's insane.
So here's what I'm thinking, guys. We need a picture of the three of us, a three-headed titan with six arms.
You mean three arms and a leg?
Well, like, I know the artist, Farian, who is, he's an amazing artist. He does stuff for podcast groups. He did stuff for Dad Tales. He does stuff for some of the Dad Tales hosts privately. So, yeah, if you ever want any, you know, custom kind of personal work done, that's the place to find an artist. Because you can chat with them live.
I do have to say that's one of the coolest things about like Destiny. Like I've never really been involved in a game community or something like that before Destiny, and just seeing all the artwork that comes out of it. Like I used to draw a lot. I did a little bit of graphic design before I got in my current capacity of doing like programming, and I wasn't good at it, which is why I got into programming. But it's one of those things where like it's got me drawing again. I'm like, man, I should really break out my old sketchbook and start doing things. So it's like, that's one of the coolest things to see is some of the artwork that comes out.
Yeah, dude, get inspired. So
yeah,
we have some questions for you that we like to ask. And Steve, I'm gonna let you go last with your question because I don't really know all the specifics of it. But first off, what's your give me a quick rundown of your PvP and your PvE loadouts.
If I'm playing PvE, I use the vendor hung jury from a while back. Ooh, I think year two.
Classic.
Icebreaker, and I don't remember which. And then I usually just run a sword with it, not an exotic, just a legendary sword.
Okay.
I stick to those. PvP, I use absolute meta. I am a palindrome, icebreaker, sticky nade. I'm the one that everyone complains about. I'm not good at it.
You're the pumpkin spice latte of PvP.
Yes.
Now what class and subclass do you main?
I play hunter.
Oh shit, let's boot him.
Yep. Hunter, blade dancer, main. I actually have two hunters and a titan. I do not have a warlock.
Good man.
Yeah. Yeah, but Hunter Blade Dancer.
I hear that you've got a full set of Trials armor, Mr. Howard.
I do. I play enough to get to 5 wins to get a whole collection of armor. But yeah, and I wear that stuff. I wear that proudly. I wear all my armor.
How many guns do you have?
I have every gun. I have every Trials gun. But I only have. I do not have any adept other than a year one. I've only been to the lighthouse once, and I got a year one adept.
None of us have ever been to the lighthouse. Rip.
Nope. Munch has been trying with me, but it's just not working out.
Where's Munch been? Anyway, that's for a different show someday down the line. So, if you could make any emote, what would you make?
I was gonna say originally before this last update, I was gonna say a dab emote, but they made one. Thank God. I don't know. Because everything I would think about has actually already been made. So, I don't know. I really don't. I would say probably just some stupid hip hop dance because.
Like teach me how to Dougie, like something.
A shuffle. I'll say a shuffle. Like an actual like LMFAO shuffle. We'll do that.
Oh man. I want the planking one. I just want to be running around the tower planking. Or apparently the European dead zone, the farm. Right. There it is.
What about a break dance?
You should throw down some cardboard.
They have a breakdance emote. I saw a warlock doing the pop and lock head spin in D2 in one of the gameplay trailers they had for like the European.
Oh,
like doing a head spin. I'm like, oh my god.
Oh,
we're good.
Fuck my internet. So, do you guys have any questions for Jay? I have one.
Well, we got to ask the other guest.
Oh, yeah.
Question.
Ask the last guest question.
All right. So it's a multi-part question. Mm. When you put a roll of toilet paper on the roll, do you go over, under, or just set the toilet paper on top of the roll? And
over.
Then do you over. Over?
I'm over. I'm old school.
Okay, good. You're then not a heathen.
Do you crumple or do you roll it around your hand? And then you wipe from the side or the back?
Or the front.
Or the front, because apparently that can be a thing.
That's an old man move.
All right, so the only reason I put the roll on over in the guest bathroom that I use, but normally we have it under because we have a cat, and that actually helps with having a cat not mess with it.
That's the only time that's allowed.
Yeah.
Acceptable reason.
As far as the roll or crumple, I'm a crumpler for sure. And kind of come from the side and then from the back, I guess. So kind of a two-part a combo.
Cool.
Right, in the middle there a little bit. And then the last part of this question, do you look at the toilet paper before, like, to make sure you're done? Or you just, like, throw it?
No. Like, no, I guess you look when you like throw it in the toilet, maybe you look at it, but no, I don't look at it afterwards now.
Oh man. Risky you gotta business. Look. You're a risk taker. That's what we learned from this. He likes to take risks. He wipes and says, I trust it. Throw
I'm
it
good.
Down.
I'm good.
A mixed type A, type B personality, but for the purpose of problem solving.
Yeah.
And a risk taker.
Yep.
I fucking hate this question.
That's good. This is probably the best question I've ever been asked on a podcast. That's good. Thank
oh
you.
Oh my gosh.
We're not asking about pineapple pizza. We're asking about how you wipe your ass.
We'll never answer pineapple pizza.
So no. quick story on that was in our clan, I'm a member of Derp Fam.
Yep.
Destiny Pacut, and that's a huge thing in our clan. And
what's with that?
What's that?
Like the pineapple pizza thing. How did it come about?
Well, when you come into our clan, if you come into our Discord, the first thing you get asked, you get like a 10-question quiz, and one of the questions was, do you have pineapple on pizza? And it just became this huge thing, and we talk about it constantly. And both of our hosts, Arrow Knight and Cyborg, are both against it, as am I.
Right.
And a couple weeks ago, we had a fundraiser kind of thing for me to go to GuardianCon. And the bet was that if we hit our goal, that if we hit the goal, then they both had to eat it.
I've been following this.
Oh, yeah. I've been following this on the podcast episodes.
Yeah, during their stream, their theater stream, they have to do it. So it's going to be on camera.
You guys don't let them order the pizza themselves. Somebody needs to go order it for them. Make sure it's got double pines.
Oh yeah, tons of pineapple and nothing else.
I just want a piece of dough with pineapple on it.
It has to have the sauce because the reason it's up for debate is because that's just a ton of acid.
Yeah.
Good job not answering that question.
I've had it. I don't like it. I'm going to eat some too with them, but I don't like it. I just don't like the texture of it.
Here's my thing. If we can get our show up to 200 downloads in a week, we will answer pineapple on pizza. No, 500. Fuck it. Because I hate that question so much. The only reason I hate it is because it gets asked on every single fucking show.
Yeah.
Every podcast asks that, and I was like, we're never going to answer it. So if we get 500 downloads, we'll eat it.
I'm not going to eat it.
Or no, not eat it. We'll answer it.
This is not for us to eat it. This is just for us to answer the question.
If you want us to eat it, but some people might not care.
I'll tell you what.
Or they may care.
I will eat pineapple pizza if we get 1,000.
Well, you just answered the question. Now people know you don't like it.
No, it's because I don't eat cheese. I just don't eat pizza.
Oh, yeah.
So.
It's true.
That's not a thing.
He'll eat pizza.
I didn't answer. I'll eat pizza.
That works.
Well, that takes care. Well, my question was going to be about the GuardianCon stream.
Mm-hmm.
So, how did that come about? Why are you so popular?
During the D2 reveal, there were some people that from DerpFam and another streamer that they wanted to go, and they were doing GoFundMes to go, and I donated a bunch of art packages to people in lieu of them donating to help them go.
That's right.
So, and I did about 10 of them total. And so all everybody involved got to go. So I did that. And then a bunch of people from my clan, I did free art for to help them get their streams up and, you know, just stuff like that when I was first starting out. And then, so they all thought it was going to be a cool thing to, you know, they asked me, they're like, you know, can you go? And I said, no, I can't afford it this year. And they're like, well, what if we stream and raise you some money? You've done a lot for the community and whatever. And so one of my good buddies from up in Minnesota, Fluffy Fingers MD is his name, decided to put this together for me and did an awesome 24-hour stream with some of our buddies, Dad Tales, Destiny Addicts, DerpFam guys, all did it. They gave away some awesome prizes. It was ridiculous. I've never been so popular.
Dad Tales.
All of the feels.
Dad Tales, get out of here. We hate those guys.
The first time I ever heard about your podcast was actually an episode that I was a guest on theirs.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing that episode and was like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I was. Yep. They told me about it then. And then I started listening to it right after that to see what you guys were all about. And actually, I told Ben, which we can move it to another part of the podcast or whatever. But I actually heard of the band, your guys' band, before. Yeah. I even talked to Ben.
Yeah, he heard of heard of failed astronauts.
Yeah, I heard of because that I love that style of music, and somebody had showed it to me a while back, and I saw on Ben's Twitter that he was a part of it, and I was like, wow, okay, oh, cool,
thanks, guys. Yeah. Oh, that's so nice. All right, enough about me. Nobody cares about me. I'm Ben Malone. Ben Malone, my whole life.
Yep.
Oh. Wordplay.
Any other questions? I know we had one about. A nickname of yours.
I have two nicknames. One, and they both are along the same lines. But one of my nicknames is Guardian Down. I've been called that. I've been called that forever. You have to play with me to know that. And then JJ One Kill was a nickname given to me by one of my Trials friends, because whenever we play Trials, I will usually get one kill throughout a card.
Throughout a card. I thought you meant a match. I was like, better than me.
It comes and it goes. Some days I'm on and I can get some really good clutch shots in, but other times I'll only get one, if even one. So I actually gave myself the nickname. I'll say, oh, JJ One Kills, bringing it back, you know, and so I gave it myself, and then people just caught on to it. So
JJ One Kill.
JJ One Kill.
One Orb J from Destiny Tracker. I'm never letting that one die.
Nice. Good on you,
one
man.
No,
I usually don't get a kill if I play a Trials card. I usually get just fucking steamrolled. There was one time where I got two kills, and it was really funny.
Ooh, two kill Tony over here.
Yeah. See, that was the one I told you guys about where I baited those two warlocks who were just fucking idiots. Yeah. I baited them around the corner and shotgunned them and then sticky-nated the other one. And I'm like, how the fuck did that even work? That was like basic shit, and those dudes fell for it from me. I can't help him. That's just bad.
The Trials map this week is the same one when we got just wrecked and rage quit the last time the three of us tried to do Trials.
The three of us are never allowed to do Trials ever again. That was so bad.
That was terrible, yeah.
Well, see, I'm smart.
They're outside.
I'm smart in the sense that I can do, since I do Twitch rebranding for people, I'll be like, oh, well, instead of paying me, why don't you just, you know, Sherpa me to Lighthouse or something, and I'll play Trials with you for a while. And that's usually what I end up doing. I know a bunch of really good carry teams, and nice. It's Trials is so sweaty right now. It's so hard. It's not easy. Even for the big guys, it's not easy. And people cheating or just really good teams, you know. And so, you know, I've made it to 7 and 8 wins. You know, regularly, and then I just can't get that last one. You can't get the Lighthouse. It's hard.
Up
it's
and so fucking wrecks you guys.
Well, guys, Oh, sorry. Man, I cut it off weird. Damn, bad podcaster. This week was E3, and I know last week we had an email from Narwhalf asking us about E3, and we kind of talked about it a little bit with Anthem, but I wanted to ask you guys, from what you've seen of E3, let's do a top three from E3. Good or bad, doesn't have to be a game, could be a moment. Anybody want to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Actually. Well, first of all, super stoked for Shadows of the Colossus remake.
Oh, you took mine, dude. You took it.
Because I never got to play the original one. I found out about it later and saw a little bit of it, and I was like, oh my gosh, it looks so good. So I'm excited to actually be able to play it. I know I could probably download it on PS4 right now, but...
Well, the thing is, I tried to play Shadow of the Colossus, and about 10 minutes in, I was like, this looks too bad. I can't play it. So seeing that there's a remaster, I'm super pumped.
This is actually the second. This is the second remaster. It came out on PlayStation 2. They remastered it on PlayStation 3, and they're redoing it on PlayStation 4.
A complete from ground up remake.
Nice.
So it's nice.
It's going to be the original game, just totally remade.
They'll probably add a little bit, I would imagine, just to give you a little more. But yeah, I'm super stoked for that. I haven't played Horizon Zero Dawn yet, but there's an expansion, right? Did I see that?
Yeah. And it was super funny because during the press conference, there was no fucking sound on the stream for that whole trailer. So I was
you mean other people have technical difficulties too?
Yeah, PlayStation, Sony.
Somebody reset the router.
Yeah. Their 16-year-old brother-in-law reset their router during it.
Nice. Right.
Okay, and then for my
fucking teenagers.
For my last one is Anthem, because that gameplay was pretty awesome looking. And I found an answer. I don't know if you saw it, Ben, but I tagged you on Facebook for what happened to Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yes.
So I think it's going to be good, because it had nothing to do with Mass Effect. And in case you care, what happened with Mass Effect Andromeda is they were in over their heads. They lost
people.
Screenwriter. To Bungie. No Man's Sky came out with a year and a half before the game was supposed to be released, or not a year and a half, but No Man's Sky got announced, and they were basically like, oh, this is what we were trying to do. And then it was just too much for the graphics, and it just came into a ton of problems. So Mass Effect Andromeda was basically completely made in 18 months.
Yeah, that's why it's not great.
Yeah.
Not the worst game in the world, but just it doesn't live up to the first three.
It's just not fun enough.
Yeah. Scott, give me your top three moments from E3 2017.
Three moments from E3.
He's got nothing, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. No, Destiny 2 obviously is my top, because Destiny 2. I don't play any of the games. I do own two other games for PS4. Because they upgraded late, but, Destiny 3, Ark Strider looks super fun. That actually might be, when I play Hunter, I'm usually a gunslinger. So if Ark Strider is as fun as it looks, I may switch my Hunter to a Ark Strider, just because I like the bow staff. Looks pretty cool. Second E3 moment would probably be Star Wars Battlefront. I saw the trailer of that. Looks pretty cool.
Yeah,
they're supposedly doing... we were talking about with Dez the other day, again, on when we were on the RNG cast. So check that out if you guys have not yet. Once again,
shameless plug. Hey, were we on the RNG cast?
We were totally on the RNG cast. But yeah, we were talking about that a little bit, and I guess it's supposed to take place between Episode 6 and Episode 7 of Star Wars, which is pretty cool. It's going to follow around, or it's going to start with the Imperial Guard. So the guys who are all in the red cloaks with the Force Pikes, it's going to start with them, because there's a group of them that are going, after the Emperor dies, they go to try and rally the Imperial forces and strike back at the Rebels to defend his honor or memory. So I'm interested to see where they go with that, because there was some stuff in the expanded universe that they were it sounds very close to. I'll just put it that way. I don't want to say it's identical or it's influenced by, but it sounded very close to some of the Star Wars expanded universe stuff that I'd seen. like that I was familiar with from before. And some of the novels they released that are supposed to be like the gap fillers between Jedi and Force Awakens. I know the plot line of those like stories to fill in the gap, but I haven't read them. So I'm interested to see if this ties in with that, because I played the first Star Wars Battlefront and that thing was a pile of trash. X-Wing, and I love Star Wars, so it hurts me to say that. X-Wing versus TIE Fighter mode was a blast, but the rest of the game was just kind of crap. I think the thing I'm most excited about is the potential for a campaign in this one. That sounds pretty cool, because the PS2 version of Star Wars Battlefront 2, like way back, the original Star Wars Battlefront franchise, when they did like the first one that was on N64 and PS2, I think, and then they did Star Wars Battlefront 2, it followed the 501st around between episodes 3 and 4, I believe it was, or maybe it was through all the prequels and then part of 4 when they changed to the New Hope stormtroopers, you know, where they had the full face masks and stuff. They went from like clone troopers to stormtroopers.
Yeah.
That was a super cool thing with the plot line and some of the gameplay and stuff. It was fun. And for my 33 moment, I'm going to go with Anthem because it's going to be the Destiny killer, apparently.
In a year after.
Yeah, in a year. It looks, it looks really fun. I'm a huge fan of, I used to play Mech Warrior 2 back way back in the day. It was one of my first and only PC games that I loved. So, and I love like the Exo Squad cartoons and all that kind of stuff. So anything with like giant robot suits that fly around and just have heavy artillery on them, I'm game. You have my attention. So it's, I know it's not giant robot suits. It's more like an Exo suit type thing, but it looks cool. So we'll see how that. Yeah, we'll see how that goes. I may jump into that at some point and give it a shot because it looks good. If we read about it and it's like, hey, this thing was a pile of flaming tires, then probably not.
Yeah, hit us up. We're going to be some freelancers in about a year. All right, Jay, give me your top three from E3.
Shadow of the Colossus was my number one because I love that franchise. I played Ico and I played Last Guardian. To see it remade again, it's literally one of my favorite games of all time. It's such a beautiful game. So to see them redo that again for next gen or current gen is going to be super exciting. God of War.
Oh, yeah.
We got to see God of War. So I'm a huge fan of that series as well. So that was another really big one. And it's going to be really interesting to see it from the whole like Viking quote unquote era. That's going to be really cool. And then my last one is Super Mario Odyssey. Looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Nintendo person, but that look, open world Mario is going to be, it's going to be amazing.
It does look really cool. And the, like the whole mechanics of like you throw your hat and you take control of enemies.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. Apparently there's a T-Rex in it.
I saw that. That looks crazy.
T-Rex, it just looks really good. Like I said, I've been a big, you know, I don't have a Switch yet. I do have a Wii and a Wii U and everything and Nintendo 3DS. And, you know, I have all those. And I'm a Mario kid. I grew up with it. I still play it now. That and the one I think they're doing one with the Raving Rabbids franchise. Yeah,
it's like a SOCOM kind of game.
Yeah, I saw that little snippets of that as well. And that's going to be really
Mario's got a gun.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it looks super
surprising.
So there was a lot of stuff that came out. And like I said, this isn't my top three things I'm excited for. This is just like top three moments for me. My number three is the Final Fantasy VR fishing game. What the fuck?
What?
It's a VR fishing game.
I almost
and
just
it's
spit
Final
up
and Fantasy 15. And like the most fun part of that is when you're sitting in some lawn chairs outside of a fucking camper sharing beers with your bros.
Cracking up in a cold one with the boys.
Yeah. God. It looks so dumb. Like, I was texting my boss during that, and I was like, what the fuck is this? So, GG's Final Fantasy team, you fucking stumped me again.
I mean, I did it, Final Fantasy 15. I caught the big fish and did all that stuff, but, like, that was kind of... Give me a card game again. Why wasn't there a card game?
I don't know. It seems ridiculous.
Every game should have a card game in it. Gwent, it doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter. Just give me a card game in every... Destiny 2 needs a card game.
This is...
Yes, a reason to sit in orbit and do nothing.
Tower games.
We're going to be starting a soccer league for D2. That's for damn sure. Another game. This is another VR game. Skyrim VR was my number two. I'm mixed feelings on that because fuck yeah, that seems so goddamn cool. But I'm never gonna buy a VR because I'm not made of money. But also, when are we gonna let Skyrim die? It's pretty fucking old. And like Switch got Skyrim, and you can make your dude Link. Like you can take the Link amiibo, and you'll get Link armor.
I heard they're doing Skyrim. I heard they're putting Skyrim on iOS. I heard rumor of that.
God damn it. Bethesda, please make Elder Scrolls 6 so we can just move on with our lives.
Just make a new game. They're focused on Morrowind right now, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah, remake Morrowind with like Skyrim's engine or Fallout 4's engine. Like, fucking, yeah, that would be dope. And then my number one. This is tough, guys. I think my number one is Days Gone. That's the thing I'm most excited for, other than Destiny 2, but it just looks so goddamn fun. You get to be a biker in a zombie apocalypse world, and like I saw this cool-ass scene in the trailer where the guy picks up a bear trap, runs over to some tall grass, sets it right in front of a sign, but still in tall grass, runs behind a tent, throws a rock at it, and a dude walks over and gets his leg trapped in it and starts screaming. Well, this is one of those games where making sound attracts zombies. So his whole crew runs over and is like, shut up, shut up, shut up. And then your character like runs away in the demo. Well, they said that if you were to stick around, they will shoot that guy in the head to get him to shut up. Oh, and geez. I was like, whoa, like, this is
the game you were talking about the other day.
Yeah,
that sounds awesome.
Oh, my God. It sounds so cool. I'm a big sucker for that kind of stuff. So I'm real hype on that. And yeah, that's E3. That in a nutshell. There's a ton of cool stuff. I do really want to play the new Call of Duty game. I just for some reason that attracts me. And apparently the zombies is being made by a different group now, and I forget who it is, but it sounds like it's really fun.
They're doing a new Wolfenstein too.
Yeah. Oh my God. Speaking of Wolfenstein, I was listening to the Game Informer podcast, and they said that during the playable demo, you start off in a wheelchair, and they were like, just about when that gets old, and you're like, okay, I'm fucking sick of this wheelchair thing, you're like wheeling around with an Uzi, and they said that you go down like this giant ramp with the wheelchair, and you're just unloading with like dual-wielding Uzis going down a giant ramp.
That's amazing.
I was like, good job, guys. No one has ever had wheelchair Uzi fun, so I'm super stoked about that.
That's true.
Good moments in games. So being that today is Father's Day, real quick, because we're running low on time. I know, Steve, you said you had to go at 9:30. Do you have to go?
I got to do like 10 more minutes tops.
Okay.
So.
In case you have to leave, you can find him where? Where can you find
at Xanafan 711 on everything. Xanifan 711.
So it's Father's Day. I want to do something a little sweet, a little nice. This is my first Father's Day. It's Scott's first Father's Day. Jay's a father. And so I thought twice a father. Mm-hmm. So I thought we'd talk about like what's your favorite part about being a father, or like how has being a father changed you? And I think, like, for me, the biggest part was I love my kids so fucking much, and I didn't know that I had the capacity to love someone that much. Mm-hmm. And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger every day, and it absolutely fucking blows my mind. So I think that is probably, like, how being a father has changed me and my favorite part about being a father. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think?
I think it's both made me... it's weird. It's made me harder and also like harder and more jaded towards things, but also like that soft sentimental side too. Like I love my kid. My son's awesome. But that said, like I look at things very differently now in the sense that, like, I don't want to expose him to negative, you know, negativity and things that would be bad for him, you know? So I think of that ahead, and I mean, I was already a pessimist before, but now I totally assume the worst. It's like, nope, we're not fucking doing that because that's going to cause him problems. And if that does cause him problems, I'm going to make you a problem, you know? So it changes that. But at the same time, you know, like, at the end of the day, when I come home, like, work is a train wreck. I had, you know, a shitload of tasks, people just harassing me nonstop, not giving me the information I needed to complete the jobs and stuff like that. Commute was a complete train wreck. There's some idiot got creamed talking on a cell phone, and I'm sitting in traffic for 45 minutes in 85 degree heat, and I'm just pissed at the world. You know, I come home and I'm just ready to punch things, and I see my wife hands me my son, and he just looks up at me and starts smiling and laughing. I'm like, no, it's okay. Everything's going to be good because, you know, this is what matters, you know? And like a lot of times it's weird because I've talked to like a few of my friends about it and it's similar, but at the same time, it's like, you know, this is, I look at my wife and my son differently now in the sense that like, you know, these people are what matter now. These are my people and I'm responsible for them. So I need to take that extra step. And I guess it has kind of made me smarter in that sense. Like, not to get too long-winded, but like, you know, you guys know I've talked about some of the stuff I've done when I was younger. I used to skate a lot. I've done various things with bands and stuff. I was a big Jeep and off-road guy, and I never thought twice about some of the dumb and dangerous things I've done in the past, you know? Like, I'll go climb a fucking rock face with my Jeep that I drive to work, and I'm like, hey, fuck it, no big deal, right?
Yeah.
So now that I have a kid riding around in the back of it with me, I think about it and I'm like, man, that toolbox that I have sitting behind the rear passenger seat's not, it's fastened with a tie down and it's tight, but I don't like it being fastened with a tie down.
Yeah.
I need it to be bolted in. I need it to be locked down or something. So, and like, just, and that's not even, that's probably being a little paranoid, but there's other stuff. You know, I think about it, I'm like, man, I did a lot of really stupid and dangerous shit. And now that I have like the potential of him being in the Jeep with me, or, you know, around with me at all, it's like, I can't take those chances anymore. You know, I have to stop and think about this, and I have to like make things safe. So from coming from that, like, you know, fuck it all, definitely care sort of thing, to like, now I'm stopping and thinking about it. It's a huge change for me, but it's a good change. It's for the better.
Yeah.
What about you, Jay?
I mean, real quick,
go for it.
It's crazy because you think about the kind of like crazy stuff that you did, and then you're like, oh fuck, my kid is going to do that stuff. Oh, no.
Like, see, I'm not as worried about that because I've done my share of really stupid and crazy things. And I'm like, so I'm like prepared for that. So like when he gets to that age and he tells me, you know, I just decided to jump my bike across an intersection on this ramp. Me and my friends made out of some scrap wood or some crazy shit. It's God. Like,
nope.
Did you hurt yourself? And he's like, nope. Okay. Don't fucking do that. Here's why.
Yeah.
You know, or like next time it's like, just let me build the fucking ramp for you so you don't like have a leg break off and then take a fucking face plant.
Yeah. Dad's done this before. Okay. Dad's done this before. So, I mean, our ramps were shitty. They were just like three bricks and a piece of wood. But
Our dad built us a quarter pipe.
Yeah. He, awesome. And the incline was way too steep.
Yeah. But it worked.
It was like almost vert, and it was like 2.5 feet tall, 3 feet tall. Yeah. Jay, so you got two kids. Do you have a boy, girl? What? I know you have a daughter.
I have one of each. My son is turning 20 this year.
Oh shit!
Oh wow!
Yeah, so he's already been. I've already been through the entire phase of everything. I've been through it all. I've been through the high school. He's in college now. Been there, done that. So yeah, he's not even like my kid anymore. Now he's just like my buddy and we hang out and stuff, you know, it's one of those, but he made it, he graduated high school and made it into college and doing that. My daughter is, not even two. She's just barely, two. She's, 18 months, I believe. And, I'll go along with everything that you guys are saying. Cause like when I found out we were having a girl, I knew it was going to ruin me. I knew it was just going to just be the end of me. And, she's absolutely gorgeous. And she is going to just be a slayer when she gets older. And that terrifies me more than anything. But, you know, I feel the same exact way what you were talking about before. Like, I could have the whole most horrible day at work, and my wife's the same way. My wife's going to school she's going to the police academy to be a police officer. So, you know, we're going to see, you know, she's going to go through some days. And my job is pretty stressful, and it can be. So when I get home and I see my daughter, it goes away. Everything goes away. It don't matter. It does. She will. I mean, she's got huge, beautiful blue eyes, and she just looks at me with them. And no matter what I'm feeling or what I'm stressing out about, it's gone, instantly gone. And I'm still a huge kid at heart. So we play and stuff, and we just have a riot together. My wife's the same way. You know, it's amazing. Awesome. And it's changed us both, you know, as far as, you know, my daughter loves, I mean, right behind me, it's kind of, you can't probably see it, but right behind me is my drum set. And, you know, she gets on there and goes to town on that stuff. And, you know, it's just, it's everything is just so heartwarming to see. You know, she dances to my horrible techno music that I listen to and stuff. And, you know, it's awesome. I love it. I love being a parent. I love it. It's so fun to me. I have a lot of friends that actually, you know, they treat it like it's a chore. It's like, oh, I got to go home and watch my kid. You know, it's like, no, you can't think
That's interesting because I've seen some of that too with like similar, like people are just like, oh, my fucking kids. Da, 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 da. It's like, I get some of that. Like, yeah, you don't want to go to dance recital or you don't want to go to baseball practice. Personally, if my son gets into soccer, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do because I can't stand like, the only sport that I watch, the only sport that I follow, the only sport I understand is hockey. So if he's in anything but hockey, I'm so fucked because I don't know anything about it, and it all bores me to death. But at the same time, I'll still go because it's him, you know. And it's definitely – I think it's how you look at it. I think you're right about that because, you know, that's one of the things that I think about, you know, like when I get older or when – my son gets older, even like right now it's great because, you know, he can smile at me and he recognizes my face and stuff. And I'm like, this is awesome, you know? Mm-hmm. But what happens when he starts walking around and talking and, you know, becomes his own little person, you know, he's going to want to like learn to fix his bike or, you know, say he decides to get into working on cars and stuff like that, you know, just in spare time, like I did, it's going to get interesting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I totally look forward to that. Somebody, I forget who it was, somebody said that having kids is like basically a key. It makes it so you don't have to grow up, you know? Like, I don't take things as seriously, but at the same time, I do take things seriously, much in the same as like we were talking about before, you know? Like, everything used to just be a big fucking joke. Now there's a lot of things that aren't a big joke, but at the same time, I can laugh at a lot of stuff because it's like, it's so petty and trivial, and I'd worry about stuff before, and now it's like, you know, not so much. So, and at the same time, you can still be a 30-year-old man and make poop jokes. And
we do all every week.
Yeah, we do. And it's still funny, and you know, I have a feeling my son's going to find that funny until he's a 30-year-old man. So,
Steve, what about your kids?
All right, so I got two. One's 6, the other one's 2. They're a handful. Always fighting stuff, you know, it's crazy.
But one of them's black, isn't he?
Yeah. And it's tough because it's just me. I mean, just me. So I got to take care of them all by myself. And, you know, it can definitely be stressful. But when I come home and I see those two rascals, it's just all the stresses fall away, like you guys were saying. It's crazy. Oh, they're also cats.
That was perfectly
cool. I couldn't help it. One of them's black, aren't they?
I was sitting here thinking to myself, I was like, wow, that's interesting there, that one. I guess, man, teach their own. I'm not here to judge anybody.
Oh, man.
All right. So,
that being said, I got to bounce.
All right, Steve. Have a good night, man.
Have a good rest of the show. Thanks for being on, Jay.
Yeah, man.
We're going to move to the last segment, and that is our music portion. So Jay, you mentioned earlier that you play the drums, and then I know that you played guitar in, shoot, I forgot the name of it.
Why the Human Suit?
Yeah.
Yep.
When did you pick up playing music?
I'm a fourth generation guitar player. Great granddad, my dad, and me, we all play guitar. I started playing at about nine years old, and I was learning Metallica riffs. My first song was Stairway to Heaven, like everybody else's. And started playing back then. And I also, I in tandem, I was already playing piano as well. I play concert piano.
Nice.
And I was doing that, writing songs and stuff like that with my buddies. And then got into high school. I got in a band. And as a guitar player, I've always played guitar in bands. I do play drums in a punk band right now. But mostly guitar.
Nice.
And I started playing drums just out of like my drummers in the bands. I would always just play their drum sets. I never learned how to play. I just started playing it one day. And I've been in one touring band where we actually toured for a while. That was when I was in my early 20s. We went on a tour, went pretty much, I stayed around the Midwest, but got to do that, which was great. That was more of an alt rock kind of radio rock band. We were opening support for a lot of bands.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How did you start? I guess you kind of went over this. Start playing in. How you started playing in bands? Specifically, how did it come about? Why the Human Suit? How did you start that? Or did you start it?
About on an ad in Milwaukee, where I'm from. I've played a bunch of different styles, and I was in like a nu metal band when like Limp Bizkit was popular. I was in that band, and we used to play out twice a weekend. So we got really popular.
Just kidding.
I made a name in Milwaukee for myself for doing that. Just being always at, I would always go to shows. I would always be at, I would be playing shows. I started, you know, moving around a little bit more, and I was playing in hardcore bands for a while. I was straight edge forever, and broke edge when I was in my 20s, like everybody else does.
Like, but I mean, alcohol's fun, right?
Yeah, it's not too bad. No, but yeah, I'm always a fan of punk and hardcore, so I was doing that for the longest time. Then I started getting more into the metalcore side of things. So I started doing that, and then I met some guys on an ad advertisement thing, and joined up with them. Pretty much showed up in their basement one day, started playing, and they're like, "Yep, we're kicking this guy." So did it from there.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
nice. It's awesome.
So, you mentioned earlier that you're a big fan of things other than metal. So what have you been listening to lately? You got like maybe like three bands that you've been really hype on?
I am really big into right now. I mean, I do listen to a lot of I like emo, and I like punk rock and hardcore. But right now I'm really big into like the progressive, 8-string progressive instrumental stuff.
Do you like Pliny?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, Pliny's really cool. Like Chon, but Chon's not 8-string, but.
No, I really like, you know, I mean, like Periphery, I like a lot. There's a bunch of like, kind of just, they're just solo artists. Animals as Leaders is really good.
Oh yeah, dude, I got to meet Tosin a couple years ago.
I met Tosin at a Summer Slaughter tour. He was up
super
here.
Super nice.
Yeah, really
He's
nice guy.
Like, oh, thanks very, for being very fans.
Very humble for his like ridiculous of a guitar player as he is.
Oh yeah.
But I can't now see, which is funny too, just kind of like my PvP thing that I like I can't, I'm not very good at guitar. I play rhythm. I do a lot of the song structuring, but I'm a rhythm player, and I don't do anything special. I can't do, I love like the prog guitar stuff, but I can't do any of that stuff. I can't do any of the sweep soloing or anything lead wise. I never have.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
That's why I chose to be the singer in my band. I was like, oh, I can't play lead, guys. I'm singing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I I love it. Same with drumming. I mean, I'm really a basic drummer. I don't really do a lot of crazy double bass or anything. I keep it pretty simple. I use a lot of electronics, but.
Yeah, you know what? The Ramones did it with three chords.
Yep. Yeah, and that band sucks.
Hey, now we're booting you, Ben.
We're
okay, those are
fight. Yeah. I have strong opinions about music. Strong opinions. Yeah. Jeez, what am I on tonight? Ugh. Cool.
But no, the band that, like your band and all that, like that style, I love that style. That was a big style in Milwaukee here for a while. I had a lot of good friends that were in bands like that. And that style, like the chaotic kind of emo stuff. And I have a big respect for that. Me and you were talking about like the band Beloved, who I really like.
Yeah. That's a deep cut. If you guys don't know Beloved, go check it out. It's some great, like Under Oath era hardcore kind of stuff.
And their drummer does the dirty vocals, and he is so good at it. Like while playing, I was pretty big into I'm not a big churchy guy, but I was really big into the Christian music scene, and they're a big part of that, and just so good. Same with Norma Jean, one of my favorite bands.
Oh yeah, dude.
I love Norma Jean. I always have, back even when they were Ludacris. I liked them back then.
Man, we could riff on these bands forever. I could just be like, oh, this band, this band.
Yeah, we can fanboy it out.
Yeah. All right, guys. I think that about wraps us up for tonight. So, again, you can send us emails at barelyadestinyshow@gmail.com. We stream generally at 2 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/detbenmalone or on Twitter at barelyads. You can also find us on destinycontentcreators.com. If you guys want to look up some other content creators, we just recently got onto that site, and it's awesome.
Like, as did I.
Yeah, it's super cool. Like, that was a super cool idea, and we were really trying to get on there. We kept plugging, being like, people, please suggest us, and we got on there. And it feels nice. Yeah, make sure you guys go there and check out a bunch of, like, I'm a big fan of every show that they have on their podcast thing. So a ton of good content there. The clan is going to be a thing. Fantasy football is going to be a thing. When Anthem comes out, that'll be a thing, at least for a while. you can find me on Twitter at @DetBenMalone. Scott, where can people find you?
Slapshot Scott, Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, the O's are zeros. I say it every week, but Sunday I will link my PS4 to my current YouTube account and get my videos up there.
It's never going
to
happen.
Probably not. I barely got a chance to turn mine on this week, but you know how that goes. So one of these days I'll get it working, and everybody can watch it and make fun of how terrible of a sniper I was, except for that one time.
Well, it's like I always tell people, oh, I'm going to be streaming soon, but I actually will, because I got a PlayStation camera for Father's Day.
Nice. Saw that. It's awesome.
Yeah, so now I got to start working on a green screen.
All my streaming, I do at weird hours late at night. Like, that's why you guys don't see me on, because I'm on at like 12:30 on a Tuesday night, and I'm like, I got to get these fucking treasure boxes before I fall asleep.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jay, where can people find you? Where can people find your work? How do people get in contact with you? What's your social security number?
pretty much, well, I'm basically just on Twitter, jhoward414, and it's jh0ward414.
The O's are zeros.
Yep, O's are zeros. There's only one.
That's a thing. Confirmed.
But if anyone ever wants to get it, I have links to my website there. And if you want to get at me, as far as if you want some artwork done, I can do it there. Or like I was talking about before, if you want an invite to our Destiny Community Artist group, if you want to come check out and see what we're doing in there, let me know. I'll send an invite. And I do stream. I stream my art sometimes, but that's mostly for clients at jhoward414. Or twitch.tv/jhoward414. But I stream when I'm doing rebrands. It's very boring. I play pool music a lot of times, so some chill there. Other than that,
cool.
I'm not hard to find. You can find me somewhere.
So we're going to be playing Why the Human Suit. It's going to be some good stuff.
Turn your headphones on.
If you guys are, bump it up. Turn this podcast up, baby.
Make it loud.
Okay. Well, guys, until next week, I suppose. And yeah, let's, I don't know. This is a bad transition, but be the light that you want to see in others. That's our thing.
True.
All right. See you guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
See ya.